Blog Talk Radio.
You know what time it is, and you know danger, danger. Get on the floor.
Welcome to the Blog Talk Radio. This is your boy Black Israel coming at you live from out of Washington, D.C., the most corrupted city in the world, Washington, D.C. Washington, D.C., the most corrupted. It's corrupted. I want to thank everybody for listening to the show tonight. We got a heavy show tonight. We definitely got a heavy show tonight. Tonight's show is going to be to vote is to go against Christ and the Most High. I'm telling you right now, to vote in America is to go against the Most High and Christ. I'm your host, Black Israel. I got my Hebrew brother on tonight. Let him know your name, brother. My special guest. Let him know your name. Bro, can you hear me? I don't think you can hear me. But anyway, I got my brother on the line. I'm trying to pull him up. I don't know if he can hear me or not. But anyway, we're going to get this show. Brother, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, brother.
Okay, all right. So let him know what's your name. Give him your name and all that good stuff, you know, the good information when we get this show started. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm Brother Madachafa. I like to say shalom to Israel.
Shalom, brother, shalom. Now, look, we do got to make a correction. Last week, got to make a correction on one scripture. Last week we did what? Exodus 4 and 6. Exodus 4 and 6 was exactly what we're talking about a Moses color. But we wanted Exodus 15 and 3. That one say God is a man of war. So we want to make that correction right there. Exodus 15:3, God is a man of war, okay? So, again, tonight's show, if you're out there voting, you're going against the Most High in Christ, okay? Bottom line, you're going against the Most High in Christ, okay? So, now, what we're going to do, I want to thank everybody for listening. Cincinnati, Pennsylvania, New York, Philadelphia, Chicago, D.C., Maryland, Virginia, Louisiana, South Carolina, North Carolina. I want to thank all y'all for listening, the Virgin Islands. You know, my brothers, I'm in Connecticut. You know what I'm saying? I want to thank everybody for listening in tonight to the Black Israel Talk Radio. So let's get this thing started. Now, the first question we're going to hit tonight, so get your pens and paper, man, because you know what? It's kind of really psychological messed up with our people when we got to go out there and vote for this white man every 4 years and nothing never get done, okay? So we're going to go to this first scripture, and maybe this scripture can help us out why our people do what they do. Okay, brother, go to Hosea 4 and 6. You know what I want. Hosea 4 and 6. Give me Hosea 4 and 6.
Hosea 4 and 6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
Stop right there. Now, it said our people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Now, why are they destroyed for the lack of knowledge? We go out and give our brothers and sisters this knowledge, and a lot of them reject the knowledge. You know what I'm saying? They are destroyed for the lack of knowledge because they don't understand who they are, and they don't understand the brainwashing, that this political is a brainwashing game. Okay? Read the rest, bro.
Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee.
Okay, you see what the Most High said? So the 12 tribes out there, we're talking about the Hebrews, like we're talking about the so-called Negro, blacks, Hispanics, people from South Central America, make up the 12 tribes, North America, India, make up the 12 tribes of Israel. Okay, when y'all reject the knowledge, the Most High reject y'all. So a lot of y'all catching hell because of them, because y'all reject the knowledge. A lot of y'all don't have to go through what y'all go through. If y'all understand the knowledge, get the knowledge, receive the knowledge, you understand what I'm saying? Then you know how to handle yourself out here. Going out here voting for the so-called white man, The devil, the Bible speaker, is not going to help you. I'm telling you right now. So a lot of you all who go out there and vote, y'all are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. Ain't not, y'all had nothing but that slave mentality. For a black man, woman, Hispanic, Puerto Rican, South Central America to go out there and vote for this white man, that's a slave mentality. It's like the white slave masters beat you, do this, do all that to your family, do all that to you, and you still go to the master and do all and still serve him. You know what I'm saying? The white man out here killing us. The white man hates you. Y'all can't accept that. Y'all blacks and Hispanics can't accept that the so-called white man hates you out here. But you line up like fools, like damn fools, voting for this white man. Whereas a white woman, white man, or filthy African, the bottom line is you do not supposed to be voting. And these scriptures tonight is going to prove that. Where we at? Give me Acts.
Go to Acts?
Yeah, go to Acts. 5 and 3. I want everybody to write this down. Write these scriptures down. Don't listen to what Black Israel say. You know what I'm saying? Black Israel can say anything. Don't listen to what I say. Write the scriptures down and read it for yourself. Okay? Read it for yourself. We're going to Acts. Acts 5 and 30 and 31. Go give me Acts 5 and 30.
Acts 5, verse 30. The God of our fathers raised up Jesus.
Okay, start right there. The God of our fathers, the God of our fathers raised up Jesus. Who's the God of our fathers? The Most High God, the God of Israel, the God of the 12 tribes of Israel, the God, the forefathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You know what I'm saying? Which is they worship the Most High God. You know what I'm saying? So the God of our fathers, which is the Most High God, Yahweh in the Hebrew, you understand what I'm saying? He raised up God. He did not raise up the so-called white man to be over us and all that time. He raised up Christ. Finish it up, bro.
Whom ye slew and hanged on a tree.
When he slew and hanged on, what do they mean to say he slew and hanged on the tree? Meaning that Christ, the one who died on that cross, so the cross is wooden. It's made, the cross is wooden, made from a tree. Okay? So he was the one who was nailed to that cross, that wood that comes from the tree. He the one who was nailed. He the one who paid to be the boss. He paid the cost to be the boss. Christ paid the cost to be the boss, to be our head, to be over us as king. Not the so-called white man, not the filthy African, okay? Go ahead, brother. Finish it up.
Verse 31. Him hath God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior.
Say that again. Repeat that to these people again. Repeat that last part.
Him hath God exalted with his right hand to be a prince and a savior.
Okay, him is talking about Christ, Yahawashah. Okay? He exalted Christ to be on his right hand to be a prince and a savior. The white man cannot save y'all. Y'all, why y'all keep voting? Why do you keep going to the polls, lining up to the polls, voting for these white people and these Africans? Why are you sitting here wasting your time? The white man gonna do what he want to do to inside America. You know what I'm saying? America was built on slavery and bloodshed. You know what I'm saying? You was a damn slave, whether or not you want to admit it or not. They took the chains off your neck, and you still psychologically a slave. Okay? You're crazy. God raised Christ to be a savior, not the so-called white man. Not Trump, not Hillary. He did not raise them to be a savior for black people, Hispanic people, and people of South Central America. Wake up. All right, bro. You give me the next, what we got? What we got next?
You want me to finish off that verse?
Yeah, finish it up. Yeah, finish it up for me.
For to give repentance to Israel.
Right. To give repentance to Israel. Christ died for the 12 tribes of Israel. The so-called white man can't save. Okay, Christ, the black man, okay, he the one to die for the 12 tribes, not the so-called white man. The so-called white man is nothing, man. He's nothing but a parasite, the devil, wicked. That's all he is. That's all he put on the world. He put on the earth to do wickedness. Okay, whether or not y'all want to believe it or not, read your book. That's the whole thing. Y'all need to read your book. Read your Bible. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't matter who get in the White House. You know what I'm saying? African, Chinese, right? The bottom line is they don't represent the people. They doesn't represent God's chosen people. You can't see that these the last days, people. You know, my Hebrew Israelite sisters and brothers and my brothers who know, who don't know their Hebrew Israelites, you know what I'm saying? These are the last days. Trust and believe me. Okay? Trust and believe me on that. Okay? Go to Deuteronomy.
Deuteronomy, chapter 17, verse 15.
And y'all need to hear this real clear what we about to read. Okay? Listen to the scripture very clear, people out there. I want y'all to really write this. Please write this now. Because this had a lot to deal with the, my point I'm trying to get about why black and Hispanic should not vote and why to vote is to go against Christ and the Most High God. Go ahead, read that, brother. Deuteronomy 17 and 15.
Thou shalt in any wise set him king over thee.
Stop right there. God making it clear through the prophecy, making it clear that Israel should not no wise set a king over thee. The so-called white man, the African, Obama, Hillary Clinton, whoever, the Clintons, Trump, they are considered kings on this earth. Anytime that you vote somebody in to be over a nation of people in a country, they are considered a king. They even they use the word president, but a president is equal to a king. You understand what I'm saying, people out there? Is equal to a king. And I'm telling you, Most High and Christ is burnt up. They do not like that because it's like you putting the white man over Christ. Read the rest, bro.
Whom the Lord thy God shall choose.
Okay. Our Lord God shall choose who shall be king over us. He's going to choose. Go ahead, bro. Finish it up.
One from among thy brethren.
Stop right there. He said, one among our brethren. Let's evaluate that for a minute. Let's evaluate that for a minute. Let's step back and evaluate it. The book said God gonna get one from among our choose one among our brothers. Obama was not our brother. Y'all so-called Negro think Obama got the same skin color that he's the same race. Hell no, nah, he's not. Don't mean because you're the same skin color that you're the same race of people. He's an African. His father was an African. Hillary Clinton is an Edomite. Okay? She is a white woman. She's an Edomite. She's not among our brothers. So is Trump. Okay, he's not among our brothers. He's not. Neither one of them are part of the 12 tribes. What if you be a Hebrew Israelite, part of the 12 tribes? God told the people, you have to be a descendant of slaves, of Negro, North American Indian, and Hispanic. Okay, South Central America, Jamaican, Trinidad, Cuban, Mexican. Order for you to be part of the 12 tribes of Israel. Neither one of these presidents throughout history were part of our brothers. You know what I'm saying? Every time they come up there and become, every time y'all vote these heathens in this country over us, they never do nothing for us, man. Okay? Go ahead, finish that up, bro. But that's it?
No, it's another script, another verse. Shall thou set king over thee, thou mayest not set a stranger over thee.
Stop right there. He said, thou shalt not set a stranger. And then go back to what I just said earlier. A stranger is anybody outside the 12 tribes of Israel. Okay? If they are white, Chinese, African, you know what I'm saying? Eskimo, whatever you want to call them, they are not part of the 12 tribes. You know, Korean, you should not put these people, vote these people in over us. The Most High going to do that. Go ahead, bro. Finish it up.
Which is not thy brother.
And which is not our brother. My point made. Go ahead. That's it?
That's verse 15.
Okay, that was it?
That's it for
okay,
verse
15. Okay, all right, okay. No, that's it. Now, y'all understand Deuteronomy 17 and 15. There's God make it clearly in this particular passage, in this particular scripture, that we should not set king, meaning we should not vote nobody over us to be king. Why? Because Christ is the king of all kings. He is the high priest. You know what I'm saying? He the one to sit on the right hand of the Most High. You know what I'm saying? You know, and on top of that, it got to be among our brethren. Of course, Christ is our brethren. He's from the tribe of Judah, which you will be today called a so-called Negro. Okay, so he is among our brethren. And that's the one that the Most High God chose. Yahweh chose Jehoshaphat, which is Christ, to be king over us. You know what I'm saying? To be our president, to be our king. You know what I'm saying? not the so-called white man and white women and our asking all these other heathen nations. All right? And it's a damn shame. I'm going to keep it real. Israel always going to keep it real. Okay, it's a shame that I got to do a show to tell these so-called Negroes, Hispanic, Puerto Rican, not to be voting for the so-called white man, the oppressor. That's sad, man. But I got to do what I got to do. Okay, again, this is Black Israel Talk Radio coming at you live out of Washington, D.C., the most corrupted city in the world. Okay, politics ain't nothing but a brainwashing machine, man. Today's show, again, is to vote, is to go against Christ and the Most High. Believe that. Believe that. Okay? Okay, go to Proverbs. Are we ready to go to Proverbs?
Proverbs 3:31. Envy thou not the oppressor.
Stop right there. When it says envy not the oppressor, it means don't want what he likes. Okay, that's envy. Don't want what he likes. What he got, don't want what he likes. The oppressor, you already know, the oppressor is the so-called white man. Okay, Job 9:24 tells you, you know, that the earth is given to the hands of the wicked. Who's ruling right now? Who's policing the whole world right now? The so-called white man. He's temporarily ruling right now on the planet Earth. Okay, so he's the wicked. He's the oppressor. Okay, he's the one who oppressed us, our ancestors. And he's doing it now. We the last five, the first five, okay? All right, go ahead, brother. Finish that up. What we got?
And choose none of his ways.
Read that again. Read that again clearly for these people can hear that.
And choose none of his ways.
It say choose none of the so-called white man asking to choose none of their ways. Not some of their ways. None of their ways, people. You know what I'm saying? Stop celebrating these holidays. Stop going out on these polls voting. Stop breaking your neck. You know, spending your last paycheck, you know what I'm saying, trying to support some brainwashing political machine that they brainwashing y'all. They brainwashing our people, man, with this political game. This ain't nothing but a game, okay? Feel me if I'm wrong. Hillary Clinton, Trump, they get up there, they tell you what you want to hear. Why? Because they're trying to pimp you for your vote. They just tell you what you want to hear. They tell you what you want to hear. To pimp you for your vote. And y'all so-called Negroes, Hispanic, Puerto Rican, don't even get it, man. Especially y'all Negroes, man. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people are so naive, man. That's why it's important for y'all to get out them damn churches. I blame these pastors for pushing our people, you know what I'm saying, to go vote and all this type of madness, man. And at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying, we're still in the same situation. There's more blacks that have been incarcerated, you know what I'm saying, since the early 1900s. You know what I'm saying? Then 26 less been incarcerated. Less been incarcerated. Because I think it tells you around the 1900s, maybe 1,000 incarcerated. 2016 is over 2 million. But yet y'all Negroes been voting way before the '60s. Believe it or not, they only passed the voting rights in 1960-something. Okay. But the Negroes been voting all that time. You know what I'm saying? And we're more incarcerated in prison than we was in the 1900s. Okay? When it was in the 1900s. Okay, believe that. Okay? What we got?
Isaiah 48:22.
Okay, go ahead with that.
There is no peace, saith the Lord, unto the wicked.
Okay, you hear that? It doesn't matter who in the hell y'all vote in the White House. If it's not chosen by the Most High God, and it's not Christ sitting up on that throne, you know what I'm saying? It's never going to be no peace on this planet Earth until Christ come back. And when Christ come back, when he initially come back, he ain't coming back for no peace. He coming back with a sword. We already talked about that the other show. He coming back with a sword. He ain't coming to dance and everybody coming wrong, rainbow coalition and all that. He not coming. He coming back with a sword. He coming back to kill, to slaughter, the wicked off the planet Earth, man. That's why I'm telling y'all, brothers out here, don't go out there trying to do nothing to nobody out there, no other race out. Don't go out there and try to do nothing crazy, do nothing stupid. Christ and the Most High going to fight our battles. Trust me. You know what I'm saying? Christ, the Most High God knows what's going on, and he's going to fight our battles for us. He's going to handle it. He's going to handle this business for us. Okay, he's definitely going to handle this business for us. You know what I'm saying? The problem with black people today, man, again, y'all are into religion. Y'all worship them past. A lot of y'all women, so-called women, and some of y'all men too, but most of y'all women, y'all worship these pastors like these pastors are God. A lot of y'all put y'all pastors before y'all put y'all husband. I done seen that. I done seen that happen to brothers out there where they led their wife going to this religion church and the husband wanted to spend time with the wife and the wife's telling him, oh, no, nah, Pastor so-and-so need me to do this. Or I need to go and get the voting booth ready because I need to do this for Pastor so-and-so. I'm going to vote for him. When the husband said, well, don't go out there and vote, then don't do that, don't vote for so-and-so. Nah, I got to do it because the pastor say so-and-so. That I'm telling you right now. Y'all need to get out there, get out to church. And y'all men who got women in the churches, get them out in religion churches. Because the churches destroy families, man. Churches put women in position to kick their husbands out the house. Okay? I'm telling you right now, get your woman out to church. Going to church on a Sunday is the wrong day to go to church on a Sunday to hear the pastor talk bull crap. That song in the dad, play the organ. Y'all jumping it down halfway. The damn panties halfway coming off, bras coming, hats coming off. You got 80-year-old women jumping up and down, hats, big hats coming off. Ridiculous, man. But yet, then the pastor talks to him in the church, oh, we need to go out here and vote for Hillary. We need to go out here and vote for Trump. This is what we need to do. And the pastor misleading the sheet of God. They misleading the sheet of God. You know what I'm saying? That's going to put death upon y'all, man. I'm going to tell y'all right now, vote for this wife. That's why the Bible make it clear. The two-thirds of Israel are going to be put to death. That's a lot of people. That's a lot of people, man. Two-thirds? Only one-third going to make it. And why they say two-thirds going to be? Why is God going to kill two-thirds of the Israelites? The Hispanic, the Puerto Rican, the black man, so-called Negro. Why he going to kill two-thirds? I'm going to tell you why he's going to kill two-thirds. The same reason why y'all checking y'all ASS up there to that voting poll voting for this damn white man, this devil. The same reason you voted for Obama in 2008. There's more Negroes getting killed than even then, back then. Y'all thought Obama was the savior. What y'all going to think? Hillary the savior? Trump going to be the savior? I'm telling you, man, this country still is going to run on the wicked that we was built on. Listen to Black Israel. I'm not telling you nothing wrong, people. I'm just telling you come out to church. Come out religion. Christ did not teach religion. Christ did not. Where is in the Bible you saw Christ go vote for Caesar? Where in the Bible did you see Christ? Maybe I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. Show me in the book that Christ walked up, voted for Caesar. Anywhere in Rome or Greek that Paul and the disciples voted for somebody. Show me. They never done it. What Christ told them, when the Pharisees and Sadducees came to Christ with that money and said, should we pay our taxes? He said, whose face on that? They said, well, Caesar's face. Will you give Caesar his money? Okay? He didn't go vote. Christ didn't get into that, man. He wasn't about their religion crap, and he wasn't about their political crap. He walked the earth to teach the laws and the judgments and the commandment of the Most High God. That's all he taught. All that religion, Muslim, Christian, Baptist, Catholic, all that crap came from the so-called white man, the white Catholic church. That came from the so-called white man. Religion was built to separate God's chosen people, man. Religion was introduced through the slave trade. Okay? That's what religion was actually introduced to the so-called Negroes in America, through the colonial slave trade. Remember, in slavery, you couldn't even... It was against the law for a black, Hispanic, Puerto Rican man or North American Indian man to read in white America in the 1600s, 1500s, during slavery, in 1800s, during slavery. Okay, it was a law passed that no slave, Negro descendants should not read. It's against the law for them. And why they say that? Because they didn't want you to know the truth. Because look what happened when our brother, Nick Turner, when he learned how to, taught himself, learned how to read. When he looked in there, he realized that he was an Israelite. The Nat Turner, some of you who don't know, Nat Turner was a slave who became a pastor, became a preacher, and slaughtered the so-called white man on these plantations. Babies, women, men, he slaughtered them. Look it up on you can check it out on the internet. Check it out on the internet. They're supposed to be coming out with a movie, but I don't know how active they're gonna be with the movie. You understand what I'm saying? But I'm telling you right now, he was not no joke. Nick Turner was no joke. Nick Turner knew it. He knew, and his father knew not to follow the white man to go vote. So why are you all going out there voting for? You're wasting your time voting. When Bush did that stuff in 2000, when he jacked the votes, when Gore was supposed to have, he had the most votes, the general population votes. Bush didn't have the most votes. Bush still jacked the election, which I ain't really give a damn. But that's my point is, because you had more votes over Bush, he still jacked the vote. He still jacked the vote. He still took the election. So you're wasting your time. You know what I'm saying? You're wasting your time. And it's a shame that Black Israel had to do a show like this. Because we supposed to have common sense to know, you know what, all this killing going on, the lynching, the slavery of our ancestors and all that, why am I going to vote for this white man? You got dumb so-called Negro talking about, well, you know, we vote, man. We got to vote to make sure things be better for us, man, to keep opportunity. Opportunity? Stop putting your damn face in the white man. Put your faith in God. Put your faith in Christ. That's who you put your faith in. Okay? Put your faith in God. The most of Christ is, and the Most High is more powerful than the white man. You know, you put your faith in it, I'm going to tell you, Christ got you. Yahweh Shah got you. But the problem is, you all keep putting your faith in the so-called white man, like the white man is going to save you. All he's doing is running game on y'all. I call it, like I said, over and over again, it's a brainwashing machine, man. The political game is a brainwashing machine. They just running game with y'all. You know, they get up there, hey, I'm going to do this for blacks. We're going to do these programs. Just like that African-ass Obama trick y'all and all that type of stuff. You know what I'm saying? Y'all niggas worse off than y'all was 8 years ago. It's more blacks getting murdered than wherever, man. You know, y'all just trying to take up for this African, man. Like he part of our brothership. He ain't our brother. He's an African, man. He's not our brother, man. Brother, you got anything you want to add?
Nah, brother. I just like I said, man. I feel you, brother. You know, shalom, man. Drop that knowledge, man. Because it's definitely real out there.
Yeah, it is. It is. And the sad thing about it, man, we're trying to open our eyes to our brothers and sisters out here, man. And sometimes I got to go off like this because this is a life and death situation. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to have y'all blood on me. So I'm going to speak up about it. And I'm going to tell Black Israel we're always going to keep it real. And I appreciate all my listeners who always listen to me, man. They had my back, man. You understand what I'm saying? But I'm telling y'all on the real, don't stop going out here voting. You are pissing the Most High God off. Y'all pissing them off. You know, you're pissing Christ off. Because it's like telling Christ, well, Christ, you ain't even worthy for us to worship you. You know, we're going to go vote for the white man. That's disrespecting Christ, man. Okay, that's disrespecting Christ like that. You understand what I'm saying? Stop disrespecting our king, man. He's our king. You know what I'm saying? He's our king. You know what I'm saying? So, a lot of these so-called niggas out here, they don't even believe, man, that this is a colonial slave mentality for y'all to go out here and vote. Do you see Chinese people line? I'm going to ask y'all a question. Do y'all see Koreans and Chinese line up, Arabs line up in the line, trying to vote for this damn white man? No. Okay, they got their own Chinatown. No, if blacks come together and come back to the Lord, we'll be out this slave. We'll be out this condition, man. But anyway, my time is short. I want to thank everybody for listening to the Black Israel Talk Radio tonight. I hope you wrote these scriptures down and got some understanding, some knowledge. You know what I'm saying? Again, hey, I'm just trying to keep it real, people. I'm just trying to wake you up and just keep it real. You know what I'm saying? Once again, I want to thank all of y'all for listening, you know, to the show. You catch me every Friday. You also can listen to the show on Israel Black on Facebook 37, Israel Black 37. You can listen to the show. You also listen on Block Talk Radio. Follow me on Block Talk Radio. Follow me on Facebook. You know what I'm saying? And again, I thank everybody for listening worldwide. You know what I'm about to do? I'm about to drop this damn microphone. I'm out of here.
Right there. Don't tell the DJ to put my shit on. I'm keeping the vision and jump from the minute I get them. Taking their shirt off, doing their tattoos, screaming and howling it all. Got to come up with it, put it together. to deliver, make them feel it. The pin up, shy. Pull me out the pencil, shop. Bang! Like that suit in the principal office.